online and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there's been a stark increase in the number of children homeless in the Northwest. Former Taoiseach Mary Coughlin has stressed her decision to accept the chair of the Donegal County Executive of Fianna Fáil is not an indication that she is eyeing a return to national politics. Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris has confirmed he will be calling an assembly election. The Donegal Road Safety Working Group, meanwhile, is appealing to all road users as the clocks go back this weekend to exercise extreme caution. And Buncrana has been named Donegal's tidiest town. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. First in news this evening, there's been a huge 77% increase in the number of children homeless in the Northwest. Latest figures from the Department of Housing show that last month, 39 children were in emergency accommodation in the region, up from 22 the previous month. The number of adults homeless has meanwhile increased by 23%, with 110 homeless last month. In the combined area of Donegal and Leitrim, 54 adults registered as homeless in September, up 45% when compared to figures from August. There were a total of 10,975 people in emergency accommodation across the country in September. Housing Minister Dara O'Brien said the situation is very challenging. Sinn Féin's housing spokesperson is Owen O'Brien. He says more needs to be done by government.
It is both deeply depressing but not surprising in the slightest. Dara O'Brien is not doing enough to try and prevent families and single people from becoming homeless. And while the winter ban on evictions will kick in from the start of November, the minister needs to outline what he's going to do during that breathing period to increase the supply of social affordable homes and to reduce the flow of singles and families into homelessness.
Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris has confirmed he will be calling an assembly election in the north. However, he has not yet set a date. Barry White has more from Belfast.
Speaking in Belfast a short while ago, the Secretary of State, Chris Heaton-Harris, said he did not have to call an election immediately, and he said he will announce further details next week. He said he had limited options ahead of him, saying he was under a legal duty to call an election within 12 weeks. He also denied he was doing a U-turn over a pre-Christmas election. Previously, he said he would call one immediately after last night's deadline for a restoration of the executive, which passed at a minute past midnight. Earlier, in a post on social media, Mr. Heaton-Harris said he was extremely disappointed that a Stormont executive had not been reformed.
Former Taoiseach Mary Coughlin has stressed her decision to accept the chair of the Donegal County Executive of Fianna Fáil is not an indication that she is eyeing a return to national politics. She was elected to the chair unanimously at the executive's AGM last night, and a new board was elected, which Ms. Coughlin says will invigorate the party and help secure more representation into the future. When Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show suggested she would be the perfect running mate for Minister Charlie McConnogh at the next election, she stressed she is not ruling anything in or out.
The chair had retired. There wasn't a chair for some time. There was a hiatus within the organisation, and I said I was prepared to help to support the party and the party members. I am not there to put my name forward as a candidate. I'm there to...
But you haven't ruled yourself out of it either, Mary, which is quite interesting.
Well, I'm not... you know that old adage, I'm neither ruling myself in nor out.
I understand.
This is not me relaunching myself as political life. I came on the interview specifically to say that we have a good organisation, we have rejuvenated ourselves, we have a lot of work in hand, and we're prepared to do it and we're up for the fight. And we have as much of a contribution to make as a party on behalf of the people of Donegal as anyone else. So I think we are up for that battle. When the election is called, as you know yourself, you never know what's going to happen. There are issues in the county, there are serious issues, and we've been very hurt by other issues in the county. So there's a bit of healing to be done within the county, but I certainly feel that Fianna Fáil has a part to play.
Letterkenny University Hospital and community healthcare staff in the region are promising an integrated approach this winter. They're promising initiatives to support hospital admission avoidance and promote patient flow across all acute and community healthcare facilities. Owen Murphy has more.
The initiatives include recruitment of staff to maximise usage of community support services and the enhancement of the minor injury service in the emergency department through the recruitment of dedicated staff. A GP liaison nurse will be recruited to support provision of the right care in the right place and facilitate admission avoidance, while staff will be recruited to support and target a weekend discharge from Letterkenny University Hospital. Meanwhile, four additional emergency medicine consultants for LUH have been sanctioned for recruitment by the Minister for Health. Community health authorities will continue to provide rehabilitation, respite beds and short stay beds to target admission avoidance and rapid discharge, and GP access to diagnostics and out-of-hours supports will be enhanced. The joint statement says all involved will maximise usage of the outlined community support services by strengthening and standardising referral pathways to support admission avoidance and discharge.
The HSE has confirmed that it will continue to offer support in Creeslaw. The HSE support service in the village will only be available this coming Tuesday and Wednesday in private rooms behind at Brennan's Pharmacy, after which a consistent presence will not be available. The HSE support line, however, will remain open Monday to Friday, 9am to 5pm. The HSE continues to advise people to attend their GP for access to services if and when they feel it is required, and that priority routes to services will continue for those impacted by the tragedy. A number of Taylor community support events will be provided in the coming months, including one on Wednesday at 7pm in association with St Michael's GAA Club in the clubhouse in Dunfanaghy. A Donegal TD says the European Union is failing to impose consequences on countries that set unilateral quotas for mackerel despite several years of breaching agreements. At a meeting of the Committee on Agriculture, Food and the Marine on Tuesday evening, Deputy Pringle questioned Minister Charney McConnell on the issue of unilateral quotas set by Norway, the Faroes and Iceland. Deputy Pringle says Minister McConnell and his fellow EU ministers are not doing enough to ensure reasonable quotas are in place.
The mackerel quota, which is very important for Ireland and for killed eggs in particular, is decided on by negotiations between the North West and Waterford, which includes Norway, the Faroes, Iceland, the European Union, and now this year on England as well, in terms of deciding what the annual quotas are. For the last number of years, the Norwegians and Iceland and Faroes have just basically arbitrarily set their own quota, and that has an implication into terms of the future health of the stock, and that's there as well. And I would argue that the EU isn't doing enough in terms of enforcing to make Iceland and the Norway actually set a reasonable quota and set a quota properly, rather than doing this unilateral going off and deciding their own thing.
And I'm sure a lot of fishermen, particularly in the Killybegs area, will be looking at this and saying, hang on a tick, this seems in very stark contrast to the way we've been treated recently, where some trawlers coming into Killybegs have been examined with forensic precision, and if we put as much as a finger at a place, we're being jumped on.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and that's the problem. And you know, look, EU is properly with the quotas. That's what they would argue. But if Norway and Iceland and the rest of them are just ignoring it and setting higher quotas and doing their own way, there has to be some comeback. And if they require countries to actually set a reasonable quota and an effective quota, the EU should be prepared to use measures to actually ensure that that takes place. And this is what they're not doing. And the EU is a very powerful trading bloc, and they could say to Norway, well, look, we're not going to buy any more processed mackerel off you if you're not going to deal with this. And I would argue that was sorted out very quickly.
The government is doing everything it can to secure accommodation for refugees arriving in Ireland, according to the Taoiseach. Ministers will meet remotely to discuss additional measures needed to increase capacity to accommodate Ukrainian refugees and those seeking international protection. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says the number of asylum seekers arriving in Ireland has increased significantly this year.
The average prior to this year would have been about 3,500. We're now looking at potentially 14,000 in this calendar year seeking international protection. So we're doing everything we possibly can in terms of procuring accommodation, and a range of measures will be dealt with today by the government following on the Cabinet Subcommittee last week. Across the broad suite of areas that need to be dealt with.
The Donegal Road Safety Working Group is appealing to all road users as the clocks go back this weekend to exercise extreme caution. A As winter begins, the group is urging pedestrians, runners, walkers and cyclists in particular to be safe and be seen. Motorists are being reminded also to check their vehicle is fit for winter. To date this year, six people have died on Donegal roads, with more seriously injured. Road Safety Officer Brian O'Donnell is urging drivers to look out for vulnerable road users.
Again, obviously, as we look out at that evening, the evenings are getting darker, bad weather, heavy rain, and we're appealing to all road users to exercise caution, to take care, for pedestrians and cyclists to actually light up, make themselves visible to motorists. And obviously, again, the priority is for motorists to look out for vulnerable road users and keep everybody safe, because obviously darker mornings, darker evenings, it's getting more of a risk for everybody that uses the roads.
And unfortunately, the stark thing is that it could just be a split second of not seeing somebody wearing a high-vis vest that it could end in unfortunate disaster.
That's right. Nick, the priority is for road users to remain safe and for motorists to look out for the people that are out walking, cycling, jogging, whatever they're doing, to look out for their safety, because they are actually going to come out worse, obviously, if a motorist makes the wrong decision, takes their eye off the road and puts the life of somebody else using the road at risk. So we just need to be very, very careful. We're coming into a very bad time of the year and we just want everybody to be safe when they're using the roads.
Meanwhile, Gardaí and Carndonagh this evening are warning of high levels of water on roads in the area. They are urging motorists to drive with care. Many parts of the county were severely impacted by flooding following heavy overnight showers. Most areas have now cleared. Buncrana has been named Donegal's tidiest town, followed by Letterkenny and Carrigart in second and third place. Trim and County Meath has claimed the overall prize of tidiest town at the Supervalu Tidy Towns Awards. Elsewhere in Donegal, Raphoe, Moville and Glenties also received a bronze award for their efforts, while Gola Island has claimed the county's Endeavour Award. Castlefin and Dunlow have also been recognised. Carrigart scooped three awards in total. The town's Tidy Towns Committee Chair is Columba Boyce.
We were really delighted. We weren't expecting a lot this year. We had a lot of problems, but nevertheless, we got three awards. We got second in the country for the Gilted Award, and we got a bronze medal. The other one was said highly commended in Donegal.
And what kind of work goes in throughout the year to get to this stage?
Well, there's a lot of work and a lot of hidden work. Well, first and foremost, I suppose, we keep the place tidy and clean. And then we do a lot of environmental works. We have been working on a reclaimed area at the seashore, and we planted a lot of shrubs there. The park, Strand Park, that takes up a lot of our time, cutting back and planting and maintenance of grass along the side roads, etc., etc. The environment, that's one of the areas that place a lot of emphasis on the environment, and liaising with the schools, getting young people involved. There's a lot of hidden work on it, and we do it as Gaeilge every year. Pretty pleased. We weren't expecting to do so well.
Well, Donegal Towns are to receive €61,000 German funding to support the work of individual Tidy Towns groups.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports, with up to 50% off in the big Halloween sale now on. In store, a station roundabout Letterkenny, and online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll begin this evening with soccer and a big night tonight in Ballybuffet at Finn Park. Finn Harps manager Ollie Horgan has described tonight's SSE or Tristy Premier Division meeting with UCD as a relegation playoff. Harps will be relegated to First Division if they lose to the Students in Ballybuffet. There's just two games left. Harps are 3 points behind UCD. If the game ends in a draw or a win for Harps, it will keep it going until the final series of games. After tonight, Harps are away to Drogheda, while UCD are at home to Shamrock Rovers. Well, looking ahead to tonight's game, former Finn Harps captain and regular match analyst with Highland Radio has been speaking to Oisin Kelly. Declan Boyle says this will be a massive game for Finn Harps tonight.
Crucially, we've lost twice and drew once for them, so this they've pulled 7 points from Van Harps out of 9 points, so we just have to be sure that we stop that, and you know, otherwise pretty much those 3 games or 4 games will end up relegating us, and that's important. We turn that away, but at least keep it live until the last game of the season. We had a draw that we know the UCD have a big match against Shamrock Rovers, and that'll be a hard one for them as well, but let's do our own job first. We need to get 3 points, we need a big performance, we need to beat UCD tomorrow night, and hopefully we'll get a massive big crowd to come out and support the club, and hopefully the players then will back it up with a big performance on the pitch.
Do you feel there is another one on this side? Because Declan, we've only picked up 4 out of 34 matches this year in the Premier Division. Is there another victory in them before the end of the season?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping it hasn't been good. The form hasn't been good. The confidence hasn't been good. We've made a lot of mistakes. We probably should have got a big result up in Daly Mount Park. We've conceded another poor goal again. That's been the crux that's really caused us problems. We give away bad goals. You know, the games, in the last couple of games, we had energy, but only had energy in the second half for when we go a goal down, and we just can't afford to do that tomorrow night, you know, and that's crucially. Yeah, it's down to, can we get, you know, 4-1s we have so far, we probably need to get a 1 and a draw in the next 2 games, and can we do that? Well, time will tell, but I suppose all we're asking, you know, is can we get a big performance, and we've done a big performance. It mightn't be enough on the night, but at least the fans will go away reasonably happy that the players left everything out in the pitch against a good UCD team.
Declan Boyle speaking to Oisin Kelly there. Declan will be in co-commentary tonight with Dermot Doherty from we'll be starting the commentary from 7:50. The match kicks off tonight, 8 o'clock, Van Harps against UCD. Elsewhere tonight in the League of Ireland, Shelburne, they play Drogheda United. Dundalk, they're up against Bohemians. And Sligo, they play St Pat's. All those games start at 7:45. Derry aren't in action until Sunday. They travel to play Shamrock Rovers. In the Irish League, there's 2 games down for decision tonight. Glenavon, they play Ballymena United. And the top 2 meet tonight, where second place Glentoran, they host the leaders, Larne. In other news, the Irish amateur side have qualified for the UEFA Regions Cup finals next summer. That was following a comprehensive 4-0 victory over Romania in this morning's Group 6 qualifier in Bulgaria. Ireland required Bulgaria to drop points this afternoon against San Marino in the group's other fixture. That game finished 1-1. It confirmed Gerry Davis's side a spot at the tournament. It caps off a fine week for the Irish, who qualify with a game to spare. Coghill Celtic's Lee McColgan started for the second game in a row, and head coach Davis was able to give a debut appearance to Bonagy United's Jack Park. In Gaelic Games, Dublin's Convention Centre will host the unveiling of this year's Hurling All-Stars tonight. All-Ireland champions Limerick head the list of nominations with 12. Limerick pair Dermot Burns and Barry Nash are competing for the Hurler of the Year, along with Kilkenny's TJ Reid. Here locally in Gaelic Games, it's the start of the Under-21 Championship this evening. Under-21A North, Sean McCools, they play Terman. And Under-21C North, Burt, they play Robert Emmett. Both those games start at 8 o'clock. In motorsport, Red Bull have been fined just over £6 million for breaking Formula One's financial rules. The team overspent by £1.86 million last year, as their driver Max Verstappen pipped Mercedes' Lewis Hamilton to the world title. They breached an accepted breach agreement with the sport's governing body, which will see their aerodynamic testing time reduced by 10% from next season. In golf, Seamus Power is just 2 shots off the lead following his second round at the Bermuda Championship on the PGA Tour. The Waterford golfer's 12 under par after shooting back-to-back rounds of 65. Ben Crane's 62 gives him the clubhouse lead on 14 under par. Neither Irish golfer at the Portugal Masters will make the cut this week on the DP World Tour. Jonathan Caldwell finished in 1 under par following his second round of 72, while Cormac Sharavan shot a 73 to finish in 4 over par. Gavin Green and Jordan Smith are the joint leaders in Valamura on 13 under par. In rugby, Rory Sutherland set to make his Ulster debut in tomorrow evening's URC derby with Munster. He's been named on the bench for the game at Thomond Park, while hooker John Andrew will reach a century of appearances The team will be captained from the second row by Alan O'Connor. Tonight we'll see Leinster look to extend their unbeaten start to the season as they take on the Scarlets. It starts at 7.35 in Clonethly. And finally, in Rugby League, Ireland are facing a daunting task at the Rugby League World Cup in England later. They must beat New Zealand to prolong their interest at the tournament. Kick-off at Headingley is 7:30. That's your sport. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. For weather now, there will be further showers early tonight with lowest temperatures of 9 to 12 degrees. The closing headlines this evening, there's been a huge 77% increase in the number of children homeless in the Northwest. Latest figures from the Department of Housing show that last month, 39 children were in emergency accommodation in the region, up from 22 the previous month. Northern Ireland Secretary Chris Heaton-Harris has confirmed he will be calling an assembly election in the north, however he has yet to set a date. Former Taoiseach Mary Coughlin has stressed her decision to accept the chair of the Donegal County Executive of Fianna Fáil is not an indication that she is eyeing a return to national politics. She was elected to the chair unanimously at the Executive's AGM last night, and a new board was elected, which Ms. Coughlin says will invigorate the party and help secure more representation into the future. And the Donegal Road Safety Working Group is appealing to all road users as the clocks go back this weekend to exercise extreme caution. As winter begins, the group is urging pedestrians, runners, walkers and cyclists in particular to be safe and be seen. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. Coming up next is Nuked with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
She were Mahasa Agus a false rove, good ye the priv skelty, the column ferreter, and Shaw Air Highland. Carter, she is her actri, a parliament, na bratanya, mar chla vila starul ella, the fable negeliga, ohui, turiskiter goel act, geliga, carter frige, ne came in a jerry, a Westminster, le came an hoshte, came the turiskala, Agus and triu lived on vilia. Urs Genta, August Commissioner Gilligat, Leve Capi Gan Will. Cruhahi and Villa offig Ur the Commissioner Gilligat, Aves Mardulgus Air, Kaijin Jachlactisha Arbert, the Uderish Publi. Kennisquil and Colchunnel, a famous Ohui or Calfi Lahar, to Fragrot, Major La Faimu, August Currivaim and Villa Aruni Stage, the Bratania, Bay Bonu, offig and Commissioner Gilligat. August Capu and Commissioner Hain, the Sokru reduced by a Solifager le in ni ele Saractiot a ve faimihe in eation. Kellure her Oratus Nagiliga and Chacton Shahogi Nagilarnia, Ejurgikidnia, August Jadoni, Toshad le Seminar, Erin Our Jeshina, Fostiot and St. Antasurupa, Osclaher and Ela Gohafigul Tronona, August Bramford Dushina, Letterha and Oratus. August Nagradam, Commerce Egg Oakhead Special to Comai. Sholher Cartlan, Duerta, TG Cahar, August Ross the Roon. On August Janhar Oakhead, Vronta Gradam, Commerce Saja, Narratus, Acholinu. Lanhi, Emakti, Arai, Guji, Jadoni, Larochtam, Yo, on Arctus, TG Cahar, Bunkai E. August Erlina, Egg, and Taractus, Bunkai E. Comai. August Sholu Factus Changa Credum Onat and Chact and Shoy Hart Homai Taharig Sul Gomalhi and Chonskadal Nua Chudge the Chudge Forest Nigeliga Canturi Ura Irritar Erdini Ar Well Spish Aku Tigeliga Olam Partner Ronu Tigeligaku August Sokru Sprickin of Folam Fulai Tigaholus Finch Game Egg Forest Nigeliga Bonkai E.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, October the 20th. The death has taken place of Helena McLaughlin, née Deveney, 19 5 Acres Strabane and formerly of Delaney Crescent Strabane, reposing at her home from 6:30 this evening. Fiona leaving her home on Sunday afternoon at 12:10 for Mass in St Mary's Church Melmount at 12:30, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Macmillan Cancer Support, Kev Quigley Funeral Directors. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live at melmountparish.com. The death has taken place of Patrick Hassan, late of 30, Cranaview, Ballymacarry, Buncrana, County Donegal. Viewing at McLaughlin's funeral home, Main Street, Buncrana, from 7 until 8:30 this evening. viewing tomorrow from 5 until 7:30 at McLaughlin's Funeral Home, Ballyquin Road, Dungiven, County Derry. Removal from there at 7:30 to repose in St Joseph's Church, Banagher, overnight. Funeral on Sunday afternoon at 2:00. Cremation will take place on Monday afternoon at 1:00 in Lakeland's Crematorium, County Cavan. The death has taken place of Patsy Devlin, formerly of Alexander Place, Strabane, reposing at Quigley's Funeral Home tomorrow evening from 6:30, with removal at 7:30 to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 10:00, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Joan Deaney, late of Ballyroy, Cloddy, County Derry, reposing at McLaughlin's Funeral Home, Dungiven, from 6 until 9:00 this evening and from 1 until 4:00 tomorrow afternoon. Removal from the funeral home at 4:00 to repose in St Joseph's Church, Craigban. Funeral Mass will take place on Sunday afternoon at 1:00 with interment in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please, and donations if desired in lieu to Leonard Cheshire, care of McLaughlin Funeral Directors, or online. The death has occurred of John Patton Dunlow. His remains will arrive in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, this evening at 7:00 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 10:00, with interment afterwards in Mahery Cemetery. The death has taken place in London of Brendan Boyle, Lackbeg House, Burtonport. His remains will repose at McGlynn's Funeral Home, Dunlow, on Sunday from 2 until 8:00, with rosary at 8:00. Funeral Mass will take place in Acres Chapel, Burtonport, at 11:00 on Monday morning, followed by burial in Belcritch Cemetery. The death has taken place of Patrick Glenn, Drumore, Killigordon. Remains will repose at Gibson's Funeral Home Convoy from 6 until 10:00 this evening. Funeral from Gibson's Funeral Home tomorrow afternoon at 1:00 for burial in the family plot in Convoy Presbyterian Church. House, wake and funeral are strictly private at the request of the deceased, please. The death has taken place of Andy O'Boyle, Clareville High Road, Letterkenny. Andy's remains will repose at his late residence until 10:00 tonight and again tomorrow from 11:00 until 10:00 with family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Rosary nightly at 9:00. Funeral from his residence at 12:15 on Sunday afternoon, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs for 1:00 Requiem Mass, which can be viewed on the parish Facebook page. Interment afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Stephen Kelly, Gord Lecturer, Stranorler. Remains reposing at his late residence from 2:00 tomorrow afternoon. Funeral from there on Monday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11:00, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on churchservices.tv. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, directly to the Donegal Hospice or care of any family member. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 2 p.m. daily and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Mary Deary, Tulnery, Carndonagh. Mary's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:15, going to the Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, for 11:00 funeral mass, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. House private, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Norma McNamee, née Harper, 75 Summerhill Court, Strabane, and formerly of Sion Mills, reposing at her home. Service in her home tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, with removal at 1:00 for cremation in Lakeland's crematorium at 3:00. And the death has taken place of Charlie Cullen, Strand Road, Bombay, Gidor. Remains are reposing at his home with rosary at 8:00. House private, please, from 10:00 and on the morning of the funeral. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, at 11:00, with burial afterwards to Maharagallan Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.